Okay, let's discuss the topic of the unfortunate case of when a wedding and Shiva combine together. When Rachmana Litzlan, a parent or relative, passes away, and the Chasan and Kala are now Bimei Avelus, but at the same time, there's an issue of getting married. So this is really before our Gemara here in Moikat, is really Gemara in Ksuvas and Av Gimel. So the Gemara says, if the bread was baked, and the animals were slaughtered, and the wine was mixed, and the father of the Chasan or the mother of the Kala die, so he puts the mace in a room until after the chuppah. They have bias mitzvah, they have tashrish amita, they separate, and then they celebrate Sheva Brachas, followed by Shiva Avelis, 7 and 7. All 14 days he sleeps with other people, with men, so he's not together with his wife, and she sleeps with women, so there's no chance of them being together again, because they're in Avelis technically. She can use any makeup she wants during the 30 days of Avelis because she's in Shana Rishona. And all this applies only when the father of the Chasan or the mother of the Kala pass away, because the father of the Chasan or the mother of the Kala are the ones who take care of the wedding arrangements. And no one else will take care of the preparations. Since everything's been prepared for, therefore we want to continue. If his mother or her father, the two people who pass away, then the burial and the Avelis precede the chuppah. And we'll push it off to another time because the people who are in charge of making the wedding take place will still make the wedding take place at the end of the day. So Rashi in the Shita Mekubetzes there in Ksuva says, in order for the simcha to be chal, it's not enough to have the chuppah. In order to call the simcha, you need bia. You need to have tashrish amita, and that's why we have them have the chuppah and be together, and then the chalos of Sheva Brachos begins, and then the avails will be pushed off for 7 days. So this is Sa'id L'Halach and Shulchan Aruch and Shin Mem Beis Yerodeya. And the Mechaber brings the Gemara as it is, without any qualifications. The Rambam learns it differently, but we're not learning a Rambam now. We're going to stick with Shulchan Aruch. So the Nekudas HaKesef, the Shach writes there in Shulchan Aruch, that there are many other people who can take care of the wedding for Chasan and Kala nowadays. We don't live in a society where just the mother, just the father takes care of it. Other people can get stuff done. And therefore, this din should not apply nowadays. And the Kfura and the Avelis should precede the Chuppah. You'll take care of the chuppah afterwards, but the avail should come first now. And he brings a comment of Rabbeinu Yerucham, who says that really, the simcha should be chal with the chuppah alone. However, since we're doing things out of order, we need a stronger chuppah. Meaning, why do we have them consecrate the marriage before we do anything else? Because it's really sad that the parents have passed away. And therefore, in order to make sure we have an extra of simcha, we have them consecrate the marriage, have a chalos of simcha at that time. And if we had the chuppah first, and then the parent was nifter, then it should be that the simcha should come before the avelos, because the simcha happened first. However, since the misa took place first, we need a stronger simcha to push it over and to make Sheva Brachas happen before Shiva. That's why we have him do this. So comes Rav Moshe Feinstein in a famous Shuvin Agos Moshe in Chelek Aleph and Simon Reish Chav Zayin. The wedding was Motzei Shabbos, and the mother of the Kala was Nifteres on Thursday, and the Kavura was supposed to be on Friday. That's the situation. Motzei Shabbos wedding, mother was Nifter on Thursday, and Kavura on Friday. So he brings the Nekudas HaKesef, who says the din of the Gemara to have the Chasana first should not apply nowadays, because other people can take care of the weddings, and we can have the wedding afterwards. But Rav Moshe says that since it will be a waste of money, and you won't be able to recreate the Simcha, therefore, we can rely on the Gemara to push off the Avelis until after Sheva Brachas. And Rav Moshe says, you keep the Gemara. If there's a death before the Chuppah, you keep the Gemara, you go through the Chuppah as well. He says, make a small Chuppah on Thursday night. So the mother passes away, make a small Chuppah Thursday night. Have the Kavura on Friday. Have a party on Motzei Shabbos as it was scheduled with the caterer and the flowers and everything else. He says, the problem with the suggestion, he says, I have one question though, is the issue of Zion Nikiyam. Because in this case, the Zayin Nikiyam of the girl weren't over until Friday night, and she cannot have Bias Mitzvah on Thursday night. That was the whole hiccup in the case. But in theory, that's what he would like to do. He has a whole issue regarding Hilchos Nida, and now he goes off another direction, not for right now, but that was the wrench in the case over here, that they couldn't be together because she didn't have Shivas Nikiyam until the point when they would have to be together to have the Tashri Shemita to create the level of Simcha that was needed to push off the Avelis. So there's another Tshuva by Rav Moshe that's not in, I didn't see it in the newest editions, but it's published in the Torah Journal Kol HaTorah in Chelek Nun Dalad. In the case of the father of the chassan died on Shabbos, and the wedding on Sunday. There was no problem with the food and the wedding hall because the father-in-law-to-be was the owner of the hotel. So it wasn't a loss of money or time or anything like that. He would have, obviously, would have made arrangements to have the wedding another time. So Rav Moshe says the wedding should still be on Sunday and to have the kavur on Monday because Rav Moshe says we follow the Gemara. And the Gemara says you have the wedding first and you push off the avails till afterwards. So our Gemara over here, Moed Katan, talks about the mourner should not get married during Shloshim, and if the mourning is for one's wife, he should not get remarried until after the Shalosh Regalim have passed, and if the mourner, even for his wife, has no children, yet he can remarry after Shiva, even during Shloshim. If his wife left him with small children to look after, he can get married immediately, with the story of Yosef Cohen and his sister-in-law at the wife's funeral, and in this case, nevertheless, he did not consummate the marriage until after Shloshim. Fine. Since Birishona is a Simcha Gedola, we forbade that during Shloshim. That's the Gemara. Fine. So Tosas here, in Dibur Maschil Ad, so Tosas says over here, he says that he should have Shalosh Regalim without a wife, so he shouldn't forget his love for the wife. In addition, we don't want him to be with a new wife while he's thinking about his old wife. That's the issue. It's not proper. He's still thinking about his beloved while he's with a new wife. We need time to forget. And the Shulchan Aruch brings this lahalach in Shin Sadi Beis. It's usher to have nisuin after Shloshim, during Shloshim. And after Shloshim, it's mutter to marry, even if he's mourning his father or mother. But Kiddushin is mutter even by Yom HaKvura. You can be, we don't do this nowadays, so it's not relevant, but even Kiddushin by Yom HaKvura. The Shulchan Aruch then says if one's wife dies, he has to wait Shalosh Regalim until he marries again. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur don't count as Regalim, so it can't be like the wife dies, you know, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and then that's not going to work. It needs to be real Shalosh Regalim. If you don't have any children, or you had children but you don't have anyone to take care of them, you can be Mekadosh immediately, marry after Shiva, have Bia after Shloshim. However, if you are not Mekayim Puravu, you can have Bia after Shiva, and that's the halach. The Ramah says, the minag is that people do remarry within Shalosh Regalim in his time, but he says it's appropriate to be Machmer to not marry within Shalosh Regalim, and that is halach alamaisa. The Russian Moed Katan brings the following shaila. The woman's brother died, and she was about to get married. So Rabbeinu Tam allowed her to get married within Shloshim, even though there's no mitzvah puravu for a woman. So what's the hetzah for her to get married? There's no mitzvah puravu for her. He says, because there's a mitzvah puravu on the man, and he's not going to marry anyone else, because he's going to marry her. He's not going to go, oh, sorry, you know, we can't get married now. I'm going to go find somebody else. So the Rush says, get married right now. And even if there was no shidduch and you just liked the girl, you could still get married b'soch shloshim if you wanted to. And we see from the case of Yosef HaKohen, he was allowed to marry his sister-in-law immediately for parnasa of his kids and for the better mother for his children, and therefore it was allowed. So the Shulchan Aruch cites the halacha. If a person was not Mekayim Puravu and the girl became an aval for her brother, she can get married and have bia after Shiva. The Shach, the Ramah says if they have small children, he can remarry the sister of his deceased wife because she'll be better for his kids. And the Shach says in the case of the Ramah, he can marry her immediately after the Misa, as we understand from the Gemara. So comes the Levush, and he says if he wants to marry his sister-in-law, he can marry her during Shiva, and the Bia will be after Shiva, if he was not Mekayim Puravu. And in the case of the Rush, where the brother and the sister died, brother of the sister died, they can have Bia after Shiva. And if the man was never Mekayim Puravu, there's a Hefsin Mamon to allow it there as well. So Rav Moshe writes in the same Shuvah as before, based on all of this, he says, in the middle of Shiva, you can get married if you cannot orchestrate the case of the Gemara. Let's say I can't have it that we're going to have the Kedud, we're going to get married, and there's going to be Bia, and then there's going to be Shavuot, because then there's going to be Shiva. We can't get that done. For whatever reason, we can't organize all of that. So Rav Moshe says, in the middle of Shiva, you can get married. How can they get married in the middle of Shiva? So he says, the Shach that we just said is commenting on the Mechaber, who says that if you're not Mekayim, Puravu, you can get married and have Bia after Shiva, right? That's what he said. If you're not Mekayim, Puravu, you can get married and have relations after Shiva. Rav Moshe says that when the Shach says Miyad, it's going on the Mechaber who says that in the case of Puravu, you can remarry Miyad in Shiva. That's what it means. You can get married in Shiva and consummate the marriage after Shiva. That's our Moshe Paskin Talach Lamaisa, and the Pischei Tshuva in Shin Sari Beis brings the Mer Nesivim, who says that if someone can get married after the first 3 days of Shiva, if there's no possibility of having a wedding before the Kvura, and there will be a Makah Hefsin Gadol if you postpone the wedding to a later date, and that would be Halach Lamaisa to get married during Shiva after the first 3 days. Okay.